Yeah, welcome along. Wednesday afternoon, the 27th of January, the day that we heard that Sri Lankan authorities destroyed 359 African elephant tusks. It was seized in 2012 heading here to Dubai from Kenya.
Awful, eh?
Yeah, awful.
Such a waste, completely. And I don't mean a waste because they'd be lovely in someone's living room. I just mean a waste that the animals, most of them probably got killed for them just to be destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
Very sad. We've got to move on now to food, which is very exciting.
We have food news. Yeah, Monica is with us. Monica, of course, from Doing Dubai. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Very good to be back. Hi, Steph. Hi, Mark. I'm sorry you've got a cold, Steph.
I know, I'm full of cold. And I must just bumble through this very quickly.
Okay.
We've got a pair of economy tickets to Fly Dubai to give away today. If you can go anywhere on their network with these tickets, where would you go?
Zanzibar.
I think I'd do Sri Lanka. Yeah, well, there's a lot of places because they fly in 90 different places in more than 40 countries. 1,700 flights leave Dubai every single week, and they've got a huge sale on. It started a couple of days ago. You can still get tickets, flydubai.com, if you're keen. 20% off economy, 15% off business. To win today these free tickets, we're playing Place or Case. All you got to tell me is Bluff. A place, or is it a suitcase on 4001? Bluff.
I'm sure you're bluffing.
That's BLUFF. What do you think? A place or a case? Let us know on 4001.
Right, Monica, down to business. What's happening on the food scene?
Here we are. Well, I haven't been here for a while, so I thought quickly, for a quick catch-up, I'd go through with you all the very interesting things that have come into my inbox, and very, very new things, because they're things that haven't even opened yet. So there's a new Indian restaurant that I'm quite excited about, not yet opened, in the JLT side of town.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Spice and Ice. And they're offering things like deconstructed bani puri. Now, I know what bani puri is, and I even have an idea of what a deconstructed bani puri is, but it'd be interesting to see if anyone wants to text in to say what they think it is, so that's going to be interesting. I know you guys all know about the bubble yum, because that's been advertised, I think, on your breakfast show. They've been giving things away. Not new, but what is new about it is the whole thing has been redone with a brand new look, floor-to-ceiling windows. And when someone says to me, oh, why don't you go try a restaurant in the hotel's all-day dining, you think, nah, I'm not interested in doing that. Let's just go somewhere else, because that's just for the package tourist type people. But of course, when it's the Burj Al Arab, we're going on Friday, so I shall tell you about it when I'm back again on Tuesday. It is going to be something special. And you've got things like lobster on the sort of all-day menu, cooked freshly for you, something special.
I went to an event there, and just pulling up at that place makes me relaxed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Love it.
Makes you feel special as well, doesn't it?
The other, very much so. And the other very interesting thing that we heard in the email about the Burj Al Arab is they've got a new section. It's almost like an extension. I don't know if you've heard about this. There's going to be popped onto the back of the Burj Al Arab called the North Deck. North Deck. Huge, great big extension, so big that they can even have two new swimming pools in there. And the reason I bring it up, they're going to have a new restaurant and a bar on there as well. So it's being shipped, not exactly plank by plank, but section by section, from Finland as we speak. So really excited.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, sounds great.
Another Indian one that I heard about last year, not yet open, been delayed a little bit, called Carnival. I don't know if you've heard about that one. The sister restaurant is Tresind, which used to be and still is on the ground floor of what was the Radisson Royal Hotel, but that's now changed to the Nasima Hotel.
Oh.
I don't know why it's changed. It's not. So they're opening Carnival in DIFC. We've been promised some gastronomical galas, so I don't know what we're going to get, but watch this space. And I immediately said to her, I said, oh, DIFC, interesting. Now, where exactly do you mean? Because when I say restaurant DIFC, what does that mean to you, Steph?
It means
area-wise.
Where I was last
area-wise?
Night, by the galleries.
Yeah, where the galleries, are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's Zuma and LPM, La Petite Maison, and Roberto's and all those. But now people are saying DIFC, they mean three buildings down the road. So it's the area of DIFC, and I fear for these restaurants, because I really hope they do well, because I think really that
people
whole buzz
could be going
card,
to the wrong
obviously
place.
Very, very expensive, and how are they going to get people there?
So near Emirates Towers?
It is in the Daman building, so if you turn right past the Maruj Ratana, and then there are all those sort of buildings as you go along. There's Al Fatan Currency House, there's a Daman, there's a few buildings, so it's in one of those. Financial Towers is where Mint Leaf is, and again, it's not really what we associate with DIFC, but sort of that area. So they have to maybe get another reason for people to come there.
Why do you think so many Indian restaurants are opening?
So many? There's only two. That's not that many.
Two or three? Didn't you say three?
Two, I said two.
Ah, okay.
One JLT side and one DIFC. And I don't think, apart from this one in Mint Leaf, I don't think there are that many Indian-type restaurants down DIFC way that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so maybe not. Maybe they need one.
There's a couple in Sukh Al-Bahar.
Yes.
Good ones.
Yes.
Yeah. And lots, of course, in Bur Dubai and Deira.
Yeah, but different. And then the last one, which I really like the sound of, opened apparently toward the end of last year, a little restaurant, 12-seater. And immediately when I heard that, I thought,
oh, the sound of that.
Is this going to be one of those sort of very ultra Japanese-y type one guy who's trained for 25 years to serve you sort of, you know, delicacies like puffer fish? But no, it's not that. It's not that. It's a little place called Chef's Palette. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have not.
It's on the lower ground floor of the Fairmont on the Palm Hotel, on the Palm in Palm Jumeirah.
Yeah.
And it's in association with Guggenhau, which is a kind of kitchen German upmarket sort of manufacturer of all things upmarket kitchen wise. And they have a 3-hour slot, if you like, that you have with a chef, and you can customize the menu a little bit, and you can choose to have, I don't know if you can go and then there'll be other people with you, or you choose the 12 people that you want to make up your party, and you can interact. You don't sort of just sit down at one table, so you learn what's being made for you. It's sort of like a gourmet cookery class come
Sounds
dinner
fun.
With you, and you can eat and drink whatever you like for sort of a set price over 3 hours in a very relaxed
what kind
high.
Of set price though expensive?
I haven't been. I very quickly looked at it. 300 and something is the number that comes to mind, which
not
doesn't
bad.
Seem so bad. I can't remember if that's with or without drinks though.
12 seats, it's amazing how they make it pay, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. So they're all the sort of little things that came in to my inbox that I thought were very, very interesting. But I've just given Mark something to eat there.
It
now,
was amazing.
I don't know,
it's already gone. Sorry.
Gone that quickly.
It went inside
yours?
The news. Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, so something else that's new. New item, actually, on the menu from a pizza company that I actually think is quite healthy. Now, if I said to you pizza company and healthy, what comes to mind? What connotations do you have, if any, of pizza companies and healthy?
Well, I'm going to cheat now because I was literally just over there getting a massive pizza.
Right.
And I did look at the desserts.
Did
and I
you?
Thought, oh, that's unusual. Vegan desserts.
Vegan
Gorgeous.
Desserts. Yes, absolutely. Well, it's Freedom Pizza we're talking about. And Freedom Pizza isn't new to lots of people. We all know about Freedom Pizza. And one thing that they do is they say, we're going to partner up with other organizations, other people who we think can do something perhaps better than us, but we're going to collaborate and offer it to
Good
people
idea.
Sort of under their banner. So what I've given you is one of a couple of new things on their menu. It's called a mango pasho cheesecake, and it's a vegan cheesecake, dairy-free, gluten-free. The base is made of sort of lots of nuts, chopped up nuts and almonds and things like that. Instead of your cheese, you've got a cashew nut cream that makes up the cheese. Very nice consistency.
Do vegans not eat very big puddings then?
Well, I think if you've had some pizza, possibly a bit of salad, then you could not in any way, shape or form eat more than that.
But basically, this is the size of one of those little puddings that you get at brunch.
It's enough.
It?
It's enough, though.
And I normally have three of them.
Well, I think you wouldn't be having pizza. Then just order three of them. And then you've got mango, really beautiful mango puree with passion fruit mixed in. And it comes from a company that they collaborate with called Coco Yogo. Is that what it says on there?
Coco Cheesecake.
Coco Yogo, I think, is a company that they collaborate with. And fantastic. And they're doing all these things. So Green Heart Organic Farms provides lots of fresh vegetables that go on top of their pizzas. So again, they've even got a Freedom Pizza Garden, which I thought was quite nice. In the Green Heart Organic Farms thing. So all the things that go on your pizzas come from there. New pizza, and we're giving away six of them on doandubai.com. Competition will be up at the end of the week.
Okay.
It's called Beatnik. And what do you think will be on a Beatnik pizza?
Well, that's what I was buying when I was over there, actually.
Ah,
it's my second one this
right,
week.
Okay. Well, you tell
you
me what's on
this
it.
You show, didn't you? You
No,
it
I
tell
me what's on it. It's got fennel on it, which tastes like aniseed, which is really weird on pizza, but quite addictive.
And they've got caramelized onions. And
caramelized
what's the beet in the beetnik?
Beetroot.
The beetroot, yes. Yeah, so they've got beetroot on there, and they've got a little bit of goat's cheese on there. And Marianne,
nice.
Who's their chef, comes up with all these fantastic recipes. So
it's
good on Freedom
sweet.
Pizza.
It's like a sweet pizza.
Beatniks were some people in the 60s, weren't
they? 50s, actually.
50s,
yeah, well done,
Mark.
50s.
Like rock and roll.
And they were
something?
A little bit alternative, a little
Freedom
bit
thinkers.
Thinking, yeah, free spirit, yeah. Sort of thinking a little bit outside convention. So yeah. I think that's what the whole philosophy of that
the
pizza
beatniks.
Is. So well done to Freedom Pizza for them. And we're going to come back and talk about all sorts of other interesting new things that they're doing. Done any shopping in DSF? Dubai Shopping Festival?
I haven't done any shopping because the last payday was before Christmas, and the next payday just
January is a
ago.
Very long month. That's
well,
a bit
yes.
unfair, isn't it, having DSF in January?
Yeah.
A long month is not very much money. But if you did have some money, or you're even window shopping, I came up with this place, a totally new find for me. I was in Mall of Emirates. So we all know where the new bit of the mall is, the
yeah.
Mall of Emirates extension. You've got the new Tom and Serge, which is called Common Grounds, the cinema, et cetera, et cetera. Go to the end of all of that, past Common Grounds, there's a lift. And if you take that lift up to the fifth floor, you come out at the Sheraton Mall of Emirates, and there's a restaurant there called Vantage Terrace. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
No.
It, I mean, first time I've ever been there, and what a revelation. So you're in a mall, it's got artificial lighting, music's often too loud in lots of shops, and even when you're eating, even if it's nice food, you're very, very close to restaurants that are right, you know, next to each other. So you're eating with lots of other diners, and it's not very relaxing. Come out to this Vantage Terrace. Completely natural daylight, large terrace, beautiful views. You can have a Caesar salad for 40 dirhams, fresh anchovies, everything. Very, very nice place. We went on the 3rd of January. They had patio heaters outside as well. So you could be outside enjoying the winter, but it was a little bit nippy, and we enjoyed that. So I highly recommend, if you're shopping, even in not in DSF, go up and pass all the stuff that you see and go and try Vantage Terrace. Really,
I
like
that.
I
don't even feel like it's got nippy yet.
Oh my gosh, it has been really cold. Where have you been? You've been in the studio too long.
No, we were at the Gulf last week, and we were getting
really
frizzled,
hot,
weren't we?
Mm,
yeah. Absolutely, it was boiling.
We were cold. So that's a really nice one. I've tried it before, but this company called Yogurtland that does frozen yogurt. Have a guess at what you think the newest and most off-the-wall, but strangely, most popular flavour now is amongst frozen yogurts.
I'm going to say...
completely bizarre.
Peppermint.
So think Heston Blumenthal. What would he say?
I am going to say...
But it's sweet. I'll give you that. It's sweet.
It's sweet.
Mm, mm. So don't say Kipper's.
Chai tea?
Nope.
Swede?
No, that's not sweet. Swede.
It just
sweet,
sounds a bit
sweet.
Like it.
Okay, so the most popular and newest flavour that they've got, and I tried it, is red velvet cupcake batter flavour.
Amazing.
Frozen yogurt.
Red velvet. Anything with red velvet is amazing
so
to me.
Trying to be slightly healthy, don't have the red velvet cake. Have the frozen yogurt, red velvet, cupcake batter flavour. And I think it's something like 30 calories per ounce. So I don't know if you know those little sample pots that they give you. Have you tried them?
Much smaller than that.
Tiny little sample pot. Yeah. Are the sort of thing you might get a little soya sauce in or something like that.
Yes, I do always go for those in Spinney's.
Okay. So very clearly marked on this yogurt, Yogurtland, the number of calories per little ounce. So if you take four of those, then that's, well, if it's like 33, it's 120. But if you have the tart white, it's sort of much less than that.
However, do we know how much sugar's in them? Because it's not about the calories, because calories are all different kinds of calories.
They say no fat, but there's a guy in there called Humi who is so knowledgeable.
That means loads of sugar, probably.
He knows lots and lots and lots about it. They've got all the nutritional information on it and everything.
Because
so
I don't know about you, Mark, but I can't help but think whenever I see these low-fat, amazing miracle, I just think corn.
No, I'll go for it, mate. Yeah.
It doesn't taste bad. I mean, and I thought the tart white was very, very, very nice. I really do. And they've got one that's pomegranate and raspberry, which is just the fruit of the pomegranate and raspberry sorbet, not the yogurt.
Ah,
so if you're down there and you don't want to have like a lovely Grom Italian ice cream or the Dri Dri ice cream, but you need something sweet and cold, and when it's going to get hot, we need that after food there, then just go try one of those.
Wonderful.
Okay, and I'm going to move on to, I don't know if you've been there, but again, I went for the first time, Fortnum and Mason's. So Fortnum & Mason, do you know where it is?
No.
I've heard of it.
It's in London. I know the one in London.
There's one in London in Piccadilly. They opened one in King's Cross, and they've also opened one at Terminal 5. So there are none outside the UK other than in Dubai.
Right.
So none in Japan, none in all these places you think people really like. So they've got one in Dubai. I passed it, but I could not place where on earth it was. So exactly where it is, if you're going to Dubai Mall, where all those fountains are, where that sort of animal is, it's there. Look up to your left. It's not in the Dubai Mall. It's on the left of it.
Okay.
There is a bridge that goes directly from the address, which is obviously shut at the moment, straight into it. But they've got the most amazing terrace that overlooks the fountains. Really, really beautiful. At the moment, there's a Hermes exhibition on there. And I tell you, Steph, one of the most romantic restaurants I have ever been to in my life. Three floors, shop on the ground floor, restaurant on the first floor, ice cream parlour on the second floor.
Did it have anything to do with who you were with?
No, not at all. No, not at all. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant. New things on the menu include a celeriac and apple soup. So a little piece of bread with caramelised apples in your soup bowl, no soup. And he comes and pours the soup all the way around. Very, very romantic. Very, very nice.
Sounds
and if I asked you, I know you've got to rush today because it's a bit shorter than normal. If I asked you what a little hamper would be called, what would you name it?
Hamp.
No.
Mini hamper.
Kind of warmer. Well, Fortnum & Mason have got a mini hamper and they've called it a hamperling.
Oh.
So I think that's very, very sweet. So if you're going somewhere on your picnic, go to Fortnum & Mason's, pick up a hamperling. For one person or for two people, have some really gorgeous scones, which are cooked very small batches, nice sandwiches and some cakes and coffee or tea. And they've got beautiful Fortnum & Mason little table mat and cutlery, and go and have a posh picnic somewhere.
It's
so
a terrific
very
tip.
Good.
Monica,
fantastic.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
I'm going to see you Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday. Right.
See you then.
Thank you.